memories. 5. Chiss diplomatic cruiser coming in.
Pathfinder dispatcher Prak called above the buzz of conversation filling the Navigator's Guild lounge.
Who wants it?
The conversation broke off like a door had slammed shut over it, and everyone did their best imitation of being somewhere else, including Kilori of Yuan Jualan. He sat unmoving on his bench, his shoulders hunched, still gripping the rim handle of his mug. Chiss. Just his pathetic luck to be on duty when a chiss rolled in.
Kilori, where are you?
The dispatcher continued.
Come on, Kilori, I know you're here.
He's over here.
Someone two tables over called helpfully. Kilori sent the other navigator a glare.
Yeah, I'm here, he growled.
Good for you,
the dispatcher said.
Grab your headset, sash up, and sashay down. Your turn for the hotbox.
Yeah,
Kilori growled again, his cheek winglet snapping flat against the sides of his head with disgust as he stood up and crossed the room to the dispatcher. The other Pathfinders wanted to jeer at his dirt assignment, he knew. He'd certainly done his share of jeering when the situation was flipped, but none of them dared. Prak wasn't above changing assignments at the last second if someone higher on his gripe list caught his eye.
So where are they going?
He asked.
Bardram scoffed,
the dispatcher said.
What are they going there for?
Don't know, don't care. Board gate 5. 15 minutes.
He gave Kilori a smirking smile.
Have fun!
15 minutes later, his travel bag slung over his shoulder, Kilori watched the boarding gate swing open, and a couple of black-uniformed blueskins stepped out.
You our Pathfinder?
One of them asked in the Minisiat trade language. At least this bunch weren't expecting everyone else in the chaos to speak Chiyun.
I am,
Kilori said, waving a hand over his ID sash.
I am Kilori of Yuan Jualan. I'm a class 5.
Yes, fine,
the blueskin said.
Come on, be in a hurry.
He turned and strode back through the gate. Kilori followed, silently cursing Prak for dropping this assignment on him. No one out here liked the Chiss. At least no one Kilori had ever met who'd worked with them like them. It wasn't just that they considered themselves better than everyone else. Most species had that delusion, after all. No, it was that the Chiss didn't seem to think there was even anyone else out here for them to feel superior to. They had a strange and infuriating blind spot where the rest of the chaos was concerned, as if every other species was entirely composed of particularly clever animals, or else had been brought into existence solely for the Ascendancy's benefit. They barely saw anyone. They certainly didn't care about anyone. The bridge was pretty much the same as on every other Chiss merchant ship and diplomatic cruiser Kilori had seen. Small and efficient, with helm, navigation, defense, and comm consoles. The captain was seated in a chair behind the helm and nav consoles, with other Chiss at all but the nav position. That seat, of course, was Kilori's.
Pathfinder, the captain said, nodding in greeting. As soon as you've taken your place, we'll be off.
Kilori's cheek winglets flattened as he sat down and flexed his fingers over the controls. Right. Have fun. The trip was uneventful. On the captain's command, Kilori put on his sensory deprivation headset and slipped into his trance, letting the great presence whisper into and around and through him. As usual, the great presence was miserly with its wisdom and insights, making for a somewhat slower trip than Kilori would have liked. Fortunately, The space in this part of the chaos was relatively smooth, with only a few of the anomalies that made navigators like the Pathfinders necessary for long-range interstellar travel. They reached Bardram Scoffed a few minutes ahead of the captain's proposed schedule, and in a whole lot less time than a jump-by-jump trip would have taken. All in all, Kilori decided as he slipped off his headset, he'd earned his pay. He blinked away the post-trance cobwebs, flexing the stiffness out of his fingers. The planet loomed large in the viewport as the ship settled into orbit. The bridge had mostly emptied out, with only Kilori and a pilot still there.
"Where is everyone?"
he asked.
"Preparing the ambassador for the welcoming ceremony," the pilot said. "Scoftic culture requires the highest-ranking military officer to accompany the ambassador, and there may be other protocols to be observed."
"Maybe?"
Kilori asked, frowning as he scanned the sky. There were a lot of ships out there, more than he'd ever seen at a backwater world like this.
"I thought you just like to be prepared for everything ahead of time."
"We do," the pilot said. "The Scoftic government has changed again, and with it, the protocols. Our ambassador must relearn them."
"Ah,"
Kilori said. So that was it. New government, and everybody nearby had sent emissaries to offer their best wishes and to size up the newcomer.
"I didn't know the old prefect had been unwell."
"He wasn't," the pilot said. "He was assassinated. What ship is that?"
"What?"
Kilori said, his winglets fluttering with surprise. Assassinated?
"But everyone's okay with that?"
"It's not unheard of among the Scofti," the pilot said calmly. "That ship, what nation does it represent?"
Kilori peered out the viewport, still struggling at the casualness of it all.
"I think it's a Leoaoan."
"Is it a new design?"
"I don't know. How should I know?"
"You're a navigator," the Chiss said. "You see many ships from many nations."
"Yes, but I mostly only see the insides,"
Kilori said, frowning.
"Why the sudden interest?"
"That vessel shows many of the same characteristics as a group of pirate ships that have been attacking freighters at the outer edges of the Chiss Ascendancy."
"Really?"
Kilori asked, trying to sound surprised. There were dark rumors among the various navigator groups that the Leoaoan regime had turned to piracy to prop up their failing economy. Most of the stories came from the Void Guides, who did more work in that particular region. But he'd heard a couple of his fellow Pathfinders talking about it, too. He couldn't tell the pilot that, of course. The Navigators Guild rules of confidentiality and neutrality were unbreakable.
"Sounds pretty unlikely."
"You don't believe a pirate group would buy their ships from a local manufacturer?"
"Oh,"
Kilori said, feeling a slight sense of relief. So the Chiss wasn't even thinking that the Leoaoi were officially involved.
"No, I see what you mean. I suppose that's possible."
"Yes," the pilot said. "Have you ever traveled to the Leoaoan space?"
"Once or twice, yes."
"You could find your way there again."
"From the Chiss Ascendancy? Of course. I could find my way to any system you wanted. That's what navigators do."
"The Leoaoan regime will do for now," the pilot said. "Suppose I wanted to approach from a different direction than the Ascendancy. Say, from here, at Bardram Scoffed."
"Are we heading there?"
The pilot gazed out the viewport for another moment.
"Not yet," he said, his voice thoughtful. "Perhaps later. What's your name?"
"Kilori, of Yuan Jualan,"
Kilori said, frowning. Where was the Chiss going with this line of questioning?
"Are you normally to be found at the Navigators Guild station where we hired you?"
I move around a lot between the various guild stations,
Kilori said.
Obviously. But Concourse 447 is my official base station, yes?
Good, the Chiss said. Perhaps we shall work together in the future.
That would be wonderful,
Kilori said, studying the Chiss's profile. Few of them even bothered to learn his name, let alone want to know how to find him. Fewer still would bother to study another species' ship design. Who was this Chiss, anyway?
And your name?
He asked.
In case you specifically asked for me.
Junior Commander Thrawn, the Chiss said softly. And yes, I shall most definitely ask for you.